Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary on the Family Life Network. Recently, the Patriot News, a newspaper out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, reported the following, and I quote, "The Pennsylvania Board of Education has approved a preliminary proposal that would require schools to build in 30 minutes of daily moderate to vigorous physical activity into the school day, in addition to physical education classes," unquote. I want to congratulate the Pennsylvania Board of Education for taking a real giant and positive step in the right direction. These days, many students are simply not getting enough exercise. They spend hours and hours in front of a computer or in front of a television. On top of this, many young people, like other Americans, are eating a fast food diet rich in calories and fat. This sedentary and calorie-packed lifestyle is contributing to a generation of obese children who would be more likely in the future to suffer from heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Requiring children to exercise more in school will result in thinner children, healthier children, and in the future, healthier adults. It will also contribute to national security. You see, the military is having trouble finding recruits who are healthy enough and physically fit enough to join the service. Every year, the military has to turn down thousands and thousands of Americans who wish to join the service. I submit that this is a national tragedy. The bottom line, more required exercise for the kids in school in Pennsylvania and elsewhere will be a win for the kids, their futures, and the future of America. Again, congratulations to the Pennsylvania Board of Education. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman.